Amen. And that's seeing in the Spirit 101. You are going to, like I said, you're going to exercise this. You're going to be like, okay, well, that was just the apple. This was the open veil. And it's a matter of understanding. And you can only get that when you're practicing in relationship with Him. Like, there are literally feelings that you'll be like, oh, because you begin to recognize a pattern and a recurrence or a recurring thing where it's like, oh, this is from the Lord. And like, I'll be honest, like, I need to practice this a lot more because I'm still in that weird stage of like, oh, is that my imagination? God's like, I'm showing you this. Okay. And what's cool is there are multiple dimensions of this. We just know of three dimensions. There are many dimensions in the universe. Okay. There are many dimensions that God created. And so like what we're talking about here is like Atari, like the Nintendo original, whatever, because like, so Kavika is really amazing at this. Like he starts you off when he teaches, he's like, hey guys, just start like this. Start with a picture. Just get something. Get one little thing, and then just start speaking on that one thing, and you'll have a word for someone. You know, really awesome, great practice, and it's a great step for beginners. The most amazing thing is then he'll begin to teach you, which I think that she's going to get into this next time, I suspect, is that now you can delve into the vision and actually see what happens in sequence with the vision, kind of like, I saw the river with the grass. I could have gotten a good whatever base on that. But then I was like, but then I realized that more could happen within that vision. So I saw more things happen. Then another dimension is you can, I'm going to get weird on you, just a little teaser for next time. You can step into that vision and you can literally engage and interact with it. That's for next time.
Yeah. So is that a good start, I'd say?
I'd say that's a good start.
Does anyone, so while we end there, sorry, it's a little late, get passionate about this. Hopefully this was helpful for anyone, okay? Like, we're starting there, you know? This is a really good start for me. It was foundational. Wanted to share that. So hopefully you were blessed at least somewhat with this. Any input, questions, anything else before we dismiss? Yeah, so I mean, as we taught, We shared some, so like visions of the mind, Thessalonians, spirit, soul, body, the veil, the curtain, Eden. I mean, it's all there. Oh, okay, probably, yeah. What's going to happen, man? Is as you continue to read, and as you like you're going to be like, oh, I like that, because it'll be talking about some random thing, like you know, like something about the inward man, or about the mind, or about renewing, or about putting off and putting on, or living by this and not by this, and all these things in it, and literally it will come alive to you. But this, though, this is just, to me, it's like an understanding that I think we've lost. I think I've taken it for granted, we've taken for granted that cultures, ancient cultures of old, including like in the Bible, they were all about this. But somewhere along the line in Western culture, we've totally, I mean, we just decimated relation or imagination. It's done, you know, I mean, it's not real. And by the way, that's why like we have all these rules that, you know, we can look but we can't touch, or we can, you know what I mean, like we make this like no reality. Jesus literally said, like, actually, if you look that way, you've already, this kid's in the room, so I'm not going, but you know what I'm saying, so like Jesus acknowledged the fact that no, what happens here is really important. So like this is kind of a recurring theme throughout the Bible. Like this whole like spell out is not like in specific scripture. So that, like
there's
this
no
is some
movie theaters, movie screens in the Bible.
Yeah, yeah, but it is in the mind. Like, so no, that's a great question, man. Because you always want to keep looking for confirmation on things, and that's really important to get. So if, and by the way, this is not like solid black and white doctrine. This is just what God has shown me. And there is a lot of backup in the Bible, so that's why I'm sharing it, because it's helped me a lot. Yeah, we need to remember the offering. Actually, can you? Okay, we're going to have, so at what, the outreach bucket? Okay, when you guys leave, like when it, like during these question Q&As or like, or in a few minutes, whatever, there's a bucket right in the back if you want to support what we do here, because we're going to continue having these classes, just really trying to empower people and like the basics and amazing things, we think, like just empowering folks. If you want to sew into that at all, bucket's over there, but like no pressure, no worries.
Yeshua himself that said that to the disciples, and I think it's really beneficial. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
me,
they bolted that.
What he said, he Please. Said, like in Mark 4:33, and it's like, if you got scripture, you can use it back up.
I got John 16:12-13. I have yet many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. And then I have a reference Bible. It gives me Mark 4:33. And it says, with many such parables spake he the word to them as they were able to hear it. Another is John 14:17 and then 14:26. The Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive.
Yep.
Because it says it sees him not. Neither knows him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. And then verse 26, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach all things.
Yeah.
But there's a general, I think there's some good stuff in that. I do believe that our spirits are constantly communicating.
Oh, they're always interacting.
Amen.
Tori, when you look, because you're looking down at her Bible or at your Bible when she was speaking, yeah, like I'm able to do this as she so like she's like, you know, I'm telling you things like that you can't bear now because by the way, this is still like this because you're not born again yet. We have to realize the disciples weren't born again until after. So like you can't. So like I'm speaking things into this gate, but you can't bear this or whatever because you don't understand this now. But when he, the Spirit of God comes, you know, then he will show you the things to come. So like you could literally like match this up with a lot of the things ever. And that's what's helped me a lot. It's like this kind of graph kind of like illuminates it for me and like makes me realize like, oh, okay.
And keep in mind, this isn't gospel. This is just a way of describing it. Because we all have, I mean, there's probably dozens of different ways that you could describe what's going on. But this is a kind of a way that we can describe it and make it sort of make sense in a way.
In a one dimensional way. I mean,
yeah.
It's really more like this,
really,
but even that's not right because, you know, but again, one thing that God showed me is like, I'm turning inward for his presence. Like I'm not just going like this. I'm actually like when I worship, I actually worship in spirit, realizing that his spirit is right here. And so there's like this outward flowing of the Spirit right here. And I'm like releasing it and I'm praising him. And here I'm dancing for him. It's just the most beautiful thing. So I'm realizing this inside out nature of the gospel. It's not just like God is out here somewhere. No. Join to him in spirit. What my flesh cannot touch the spirit, but it sure can get affected by it.
Yeah, if you read your Bible with the understanding that he is in you and you are in him, and with that revelation, when you pray with that same revelation that he is in you, you are in him, and that awareness, things happen.
It's amazing.
It's very different. We can when we read it as if we're independent of him and he's up there and we're down here.
Come on.
You can get, he'll still provide revelation, but it's so different when you realize that he is in you, you are in him, things just come alive.
So now I need to read verse 16:15. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show unto you.
Amen. Yeah. It all happens there. So yeah. And yeah, I love that. And I love what you said because like it's that shift that literally changed everything for me. It allowed me to see, it allowed me to develop more relationship and it's all biblical truth. You know, what she's talking about, this separation that we make, that's worldly. That's the world, that's culture. That's Dante's Inferno understanding of, it's just like, it's old Greek understanding. We need to get back to what God is really saying.
So what you're saying is my spirit is seeing through the eyes of the spirit, and my spirit and the spirit's looking through my eyes, or they're flowing, it's flowing both ways. The spirit's seeing through.
We can see.
Yeah.
One way I've heard to describe it is that we see this way going in, and we see internally going out. So the pictures can hit both sides of the screen. So we've got images coming in, and we've got images from within, from the Spirit, from Holy Spirit, coming onto the other side of the screen. So the images are both there. It just different directions. So that's another way to kind of look at it.
No, that's good. Was there anything else? Because I want to make sure that's really good. Yeah, are you on that? Yeah.
So I think with when you talked about also, you know, knowing the voice of the shepherd, we have to understand what he says and what he doesn't say. Because
if it doesn't match up to scripture, it's not from God.
Right. He says prophecy is used for edification, exhortation, comfort. If it's out of that realm, all words need to be tested. But if it's edification, exhortation, and comfort, it's a good bet. That's your good shepherd, because the good shepherd doesn't break the legs of the sheep. You know, he doesn't do that. He brings edification, exhortation, and comfort, and he draws them back into the fold.
And he doesn't come to condemn either.
That might elaborate on this a little bit. No, this is really good. So that's why the transformation of this is really, really important. And that's why relationship is important. I've said this, and I'll still stick by this. I'd rather see the wrong thing with the heart of God and give that word than to see the right thing without the heart of God and give that word. I know it's a little controversial, and obviously we're going for the right thing. Like, right, we're growing in prophetic. But the thing is, like, I've seen people, like, they get a word, they see something there, and they see right on, but their interpretation of it, that lens, is not the lens of God. It's not through, because what happens is there's obviously a so I know it's gross. So gosh, if I did like a lot of caffeine, that'd be like scary. Okay, so like what happens is something like comes here and it goes through here. Rich does a really good job of saying, look, it's got to go through your soul one way or another. It's got to get through here, out here. Yeah, he knew it. He made it that way. So this needs to be matched up with the heart of God, because that's your lens that you're seeing out of and communicating that word out of. Does that shine a little bit more? So you're seeing something here, but you need to have that lens, and that's that relationship and sanctification to be able to correctly give that. It's like a filter.
And I also think that we don't have to remain in that state. I believe that we, as we learn and grow, we become one. Are the three parts, instead of it being one to the next, become more unified together, where we don't have to have that interpretation in between. Like, we actually can have the Spirit speak directly. But obviously that's something that you have to grow into.
No joke, though. You can get to maturity so much that you can just have a thought for someone, and guess what? It's God's thought for that person. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Like, you can, that can be you. Like, that's... Yeah, you gotta learn how to trust it, and you've gotta like step into relationship and oneness, and in the name of Yeshua, you're one with Him. And so you have to like get a hold of the truths by faith, and you transform. And guess what? You're walking in God's heart. That's like, there's nothing more prophetic than that.
So I got one of the first major prophetic words I ever got here. 7 years ago, and what I found was that because I had so much from my past here, that what God was saying to me here and projecting here, my mind and my body could not see this. All that I could see here was what I had experienced and what the thoughts in my head and through my experience came here. But God spoke things to me this way, and he spoke things to me this way, and he spoke things into my heart, and it's been years. And, you know, the Bible says a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And so at that time, out of my heart, I lived mostly out of these places.
Right.
And all I could see was what my own soul and body, because of my experience, was here. Years ago, God spoke from here to here, and as he began to speak more into myself, more into my heart, and through experience, through prophetic words, through people loving me, through experience with him, and my heart began to change and heal, this image became like a little more neutral, like, oh, maybe he's right. I'm not sure. But through the years, as he has continued to work and share and speak, our minds have become more in sync. I have that mind of Christ renewing my mind. And in through renewing my mind, this image that he has put up has become more of the predominant image. And so I think it's really important that part of, you know, what we think in our heart is what we are, is who we are. And so as we begin to get healed and we really believe that we have the mind of Christ and we begin to trust that thing, because, right, when we get the confirmation and we have experiences, because we're human beings and a lot of how our brain works is based on experience. And so as we have these experiences with the Lord, this might shift. And it might, shift a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more until you are in sync, like Evan's talking about, where the Lord will just say one thing and you share that one thing and it's his heart for somebody else. And it can completely shift somebody's day. It can completely shift where somebody is. And I've experienced this in the work that I do, where somebody was in crisis. I just spoke the heart of God, just trust myself. And it completely shifted their thinking. And now they're living less out of this and more out of this picture. So I just felt like the Lord wanted me to come up here and share that it's a process. Especially if you've had a lot of experience in the past that have been here and here.
Wow. Yeah, I know Sarah lives that, and she is prophetic, and she sees. And so it's quite a testimony of the healing. You know, the Romans 9, the sons of God live by the Spirit and not by the flesh. So in this interaction here, amazing things happen here. And by the way, healing now, I'm coming into the Spirit. See, the water testifies with the Word. The water and the Word. This is a biblical principle. Like, the truth, the Word, testifies with the water, the Spirit. So now, like, I'm partaking in the Word and the water. And so it's overflowing into my soul. And that, my friends, is healing. You know, I don't get as much into the, like, you know, let me dig down deep and find out what's wrong, whatever. Although people do that with some, like, really good results. But I just get a hold of the Word and the water, and allow it to just gush over and flow.
Intimacy. So, it's all about the intimacy.
Anything else? And by the way, we honor your time. If you need to get out of here, go.
We should wrap up anyway.
Yeah, I know. But anyone, it's because 9:10. So, but I don't want to cut it short if anyone has more. Anything else? Bruin, is that good for tonight? We good? Looking good? Any other questions? Yeah.
Yeah, David talks to his soul a lot.
He talks to his soul.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Now we need to be loving to ourselves. We need to be loving to our bodies, our spirits, our soul. We need to speak life and get rid of those death words.
And last thoughts, guys, this thing is so limited. This is not, maybe even flawed, but what I'm showing you, this is one-dimensional. This is just some explanations that have helped me. But this is, just remember, this is so limited. You know, there's just so much more to be learned. But this was a good introduction. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Lord, I thank you so much for everyone here. I thank you for the hunger for more. I thank you for the more. So, Lord, I just pray that in these weeks to come, until the next session and just whatever – that you just continue to speak to us, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth. We thank you for your word that divides and shows us what is spirit, what is truth, the things that are real. It divides asunder soul and spirit and bone and marrow and just all that good stuff, Lord. We thank you that for confirmations coming in your word, in your truth. And I thank you, Lord, for activated sight in the spirit, Lord. Even right now, Lord, I thank you for just for people who just open their eyes to the things of the spirit, even when they lay down at night or whatever, like, Lord, what are you showing me, Lord? And not let me think too analytically and hard, but let me just, like, what are you showing me? Allow me to see. So, Lord, I just thank you in advance for just activating these things and everyone who came today, Lord. And I just bless them in Jesus' name, Lord. May the eyes of their heart be open, as Paul said, to every revelation, to the things that you want to show us, and to the depth of your love and the sonship that we have in you.
And Lord, we repent for any time we have cursed our own imagination and said we cannot see, said our imagination is wrong, said our imagination is bad, and we've turned that off, Lord. We repent. We ask for forgiveness. We ask for the blood of Jesus to cover our imagination. Sanctify us, mind, soul, body, and spirit. Sanctify our imaginations, Lord. Sanctify our eyes, ears, nose, all of our senses, physically and spiritually, God. Sanctify them and remove the garbage so that the only thing we can hear is your voice, God. Give us the understanding to know when it's your voice. Give us the intimacy and the relationship with you, Lord, so that we can know exactly whose voice is yours and what image is yours. And help us to trust you, God, in the whole process, God. We ask you to open our senses, God, to you. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, guys.